are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
Hello, everybody. This is Tyler, and I want to start off by wishing you all a very Merry Christmas in this 2018, and we wish you all a very Happy New Year heading into 2019. So, recently, all three of us decided to sit down and view the Star Wars Holiday Special, and we were not disappointed. This was actually Daniel and I's first time watching it, and we were not disappointed. It was everything we didn't know we wanted in a Star Wars special. So what you guys are actually about to hear is our live reactions at the end of the viewing. So we sat down and did a live commentary recording, which we will have out there for you guys very, very shortly. We'll link it up into our YouTube page at the Carbonite Crew YouTube page. But this is at the end of it. We decided we give you all listeners that listen to the audio versions of this podcast a little treat. So this is just our live first reactions, first thoughts, fresh off of the viewing. And we really, really hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys get the chance to watch the holiday special soon if you have not already. I think all three of us are going to make it a yearly tradition and maybe talk about it every year because it is just chock full of surprises, chock full of just everything you didn't know you wanted to see. And it was great. But here is that for you guys, and we really hope you enjoy. Again, Merry Christmas from the Carbonite Crew to all of you out there.
So who did Chewie meet up with on the Kessel Mines?
Mala.
That wasn't his wife, was it? Did it say?
I don't know. There's 411,000 views on this.
How much? How much? Okay, Jonathan. We're gonna give you the mic finally, and we'll let you.
Jonathan, narrate this.
We'll let you share with us
this ensemble of. I don't know what's going on. My mind's gone.
So, what's your question?
I don't have one. I have a lot. Actually.
Okay, so what's your question?
What the hell?
I'm in the hot seat. What the hell? That's your question.
This sums it up.
Yeah.
Why was the bar scene even in there? I didn't even see like a possible arc coming out of that.
Oh, dude, no, but the bar scene was there.
Why? No, dude, that volcano guy was all alone with her at the end.
We don't talk about Volcano Head.
The rapiest vibes I've ever gotten from any Star Wars film ever.
Ever?
He's never seen Last Jedi.
Yeah, I don't know the last, even some of the TFA stuff.
What part of Last Jedi?
Oh, no.
Attack of the Clones?
Yeah.
Here's this pair.
I'm haunted by the kiss I never should have given to you.
I'm sorry. I forgot about the pear thing. My bad.
The forbidden pear.
Forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just understood the pear thing.
Oh, my God, Tyler.
He's trying to tell her
Tyler,
that
Tyler.
They're the perfect pair.
Tyler,
exactly
just,
what it
I
is.
Just, I want to ruin something about the prequels for you that I don't think you've gotten.
What's that?
Senator Palpatine becomes... Emperor Palpatine.
That, I was just watching episode 3 and I saw that. I shot up. I said, wow. Would you look
up
at that?
Well, how about that? Well, what do you know?
I just want to point out.
What do you know?
411,000 views.
That's just
that one, yeah.
How many likes and dislikes this got?
288 out of 411,000 views. That's not bad. I mean, that's a pretty good YouTube score.
Yeah. So, no, but the whole Imperial Cantina thing, that was just a propaganda film. That went really badly for the Empire because they were like, oh, martial law. But I guess then you could turn around and say, well, martial law gets people raped. So, can I say that? I mean, we're not going to.
I don't know.
That's the one that
I'm
gonna edit. I'm gonna take a moment here to give a shout out and call out to Rod Warren, Bruce Vilanch, Pat Proft, Leonard Rips, and Mitzi Welch. No talking off mic.
Leonard Rips, what?
Got him.
This is what this fantastic film was written by. I just watched an hour and 38 minutes.
Of nonsense. But wonderful nonsense. So, Tyler, what was your favorite part?
Definitely the cooking part or the grandpa fantasy part.
You're adorable.
No, those were definitely...
I can be your fantasy.
I had a lot of fun in that cooking scene.
Yeah.
Dude. I forget what we were doing. Whoop and stir.
Yeah, whoop and stir. So, Daniel, what was your favorite part?
I was going to take the... the sexy VR scene, but that's already taken. I liked Jefferson Airplane, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of got into it. I was just like jamming along with it.
You were feeling it?
You saw my Santa ball, like just bobbing back and forth.
It was bobbing. I was getting that.
That was...
I really liked the animated part. That was real good.
Oh my gosh.
With Boba Fett?
Why did I forget that was
Boba
the whole thing?
Fett?
There's so many arcs in the story that don't even make sense, and I love it.
Yeah, but like I don't understand why they swapped like mediums midway through, but it was so good.
But like so basically the idea was Chewie's son hacked into apparently a million CCTV cameras placed all over this planet that they were on trying to get the sleep virus serum. And he was watching.
I like how it's not a sedative, it's a sleep virus. Like,
so and he's like he's watching the entire thing, but for some reason all the cameras on this planet turn everything into anime.
But
so
it's a jelly planet.
He has to watch it.
It's a jelly planet.
It's a jelly, but he has to watch it all in animation
action. Can we talk about how a dinosaur almost ate Luke Skywalker's ship, but then Boba Fett shot his ship in half and saved his life? Like, you know, and then Harrison Ford in the animated version just looks stoned out of his
mind.
Oh
my gosh, he was so stoned. Oh my
gosh. I'm pretty sure he could have been more stoned without being dead. You know?
It's like the sleep virus was still going on after he had the serum.
No, but that's my favorite part.
This movie is a gem.
So, if you had to give it a rating, Daniel, out of 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst,
I would give it a solid. Eight and a half Ewoks out of 9.
I said 10.
What's the math for that?
What's the math for 9? Well, how would you rate it, Tyler?
Oh god.
Is it better than The Last Jedi? Let's go with that metric, huh?
I don't know. Last Jedi didn't have Jefferson Airplane.
Or animated.
Or cooking segment.
Or Boba Fett.
I'm a sexy VR.
I'm a big Food Network guy. I might have to.
Yeah, you were into that. I could see it.
Dude, I was getting hyped.
Where's the lamb sauce?
I mean, you were sitting there.
More hands just coming out of nowhere.
I was watching you as you were watching that segment, and I knew, just looking at you, I knew you were like, I bet this lady could beat Bobby Flay.
Dude, no one can beat Bobby Flay.
Well, not if you challenge him at burgers, that's for sure.
Whoopin' stir.
Dude, that whoopin' stir. Bobby Flay probably doesn't even know how to make bantha bits.
Dude, I'd
be right. You're damn right. You don't know how to make bantha bits.
I would give it a solid 7.5.
Yeah?
7.5.
Now, does
Lumpies,
that...
itchies.
Grandpa Lumpies.
Now, does that beat any Star Wars movies for you?
As far as I'm concerned, this is episode 2.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually pretty sure at this point it was just called Star Wars. It wasn't
A New
Hope.
I actually think episode 2 was just a remake of this with different actors. I mean, that bar scene is definitely the pear scene.
Oh, yeah.
Right, wrong.
Yeah, with the flower. Because she's got such a lovely scent. It was good, though. What'd you guys... Final thoughts. What did you expect and where did you get from that expectation?
I never could have expected something that I should have been stoned for. And I really need to make this a tradition of watching this every year. I don't even watch... You need to trill once every 3 years. That's the rule.
There's trill.
You need a trill once every 3 years. This is a once every year during the holidays. We need to watch this.
True, true. Tyler, final thoughts? What'd you expect?
The first 10 minutes were just no dialogue Wookiee sounds.
I know, and you were just, that blew your mind. Like,
and I asked myself,
why am I
wonder what they're
this?
Saying. As we got to about the first hour, I thought to myself, I wish I were just watching a movie where I didn't know where anybody was saying, and I could just figure it out for myself than what I'm watching right now. I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Every year?
Every year.
Every year. Got to make this a tradition with more drinks next time. Now that
definitely,
we know what to expect.
Yeah, more, yeah. Yep. Yep.
We could make that happen.
We got a party. A Carbonite crew party.
Yeah. Party till you feel like you've been.
That's funny now. So, no, it was good.
Good. Good.
I would definitely not recommend it to my friends. So it was
and
good.
Watching it a second time was a fucking trip because, like, I watched it long enough ago that I knew the general. Like, as much as you could say this movie has a plot.
I was just saying, what? Knew what?
But, like, I feel like watching it a few years ago, and I feel like that's what would benefit us. Like, over the course of a year, you totally forget the insanity that is this movie. And just watching this again, I didn't feel like I'd seen this before, but, like, so it was like watching it all over again. But it was familiar, too. It was, like, familiar insanity, you know? But there were still twists and turns at every moment. Like, you know how pissed Chewie's wife was when Han got there?
She was so mad when he got home.
I'm pretty sure it's not because Han Solo showed up at their house. I'm pretty sure it's because, well, yes, partially because he was late. But, okay, so imagine, right, that your husband, the father of your child, goes off with this dude who he's pledged his life to. On dangerous smuggling runs, right? And your husband's like, I'm going to come back for Christmas. I'm going to come back for Christmas. My illegal smuggling isn't going to interrupt me coming back for Christmas. And this dude not only makes your husband late, but as soon as he shows up at your house, he kills a cop by throwing him off of your house.
You guys are my family.
Yeah, and then he says that. I'd throw any dude off this house for you.
Did the trooper trip on his plaster?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's a very unsafe railing, by the way. Can we talk about
that? At least he had the safety on. They didn't have special effects budgets for blasters going on.
Wasn't the little kid playing on the railing, like, at the beginning of the movie?
He was softening it up.
That's why they were making a point of showing that, just to show how dangerous railing truly is in real life.
Oh, my God, something came together full circle in this.
My God. Well, I feel like there's layers to this movie that we haven't even begun to grasp yet.
I bet the thing is, everything makes sense. It's just not in any particular order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It all makes sense from a certain point of view.
Can we just, like, take the different bits and the different arcs and then just rearrange them and see, like, different combinations and see which one makes the most sense?
See a new movie every time. Seventh dimensional movie experiences.
Yeah.
We're going to make it happen. Hire me, Disney.
We're going to holiday special every year. Figure it
Can
out.
You imagine if they did that, like, with that production quality, modern day sequel trilogy holiday specials?
If,
like,
I ever make a Star Wars movie, the working title is gonna be, is gonna come from this movie. It's gonna be called, like, Itchy.
Project
Itchy
Lumpy.
Lumpy Itch. Itchy Lump. Okay, I feel like Mala sounds familiar. Was she in Solo?
She might have been. Look it up. Name the project the sleep virus. I like how that was Vader's plan too. He's like, I'm just gonna drug them, and then I'm gonna have Boba Fett drive their ship, like,
and befriend them.
Well, he's gonna befriend them. He's gonna figure out where their base is. Then he's gonna drug them, and then he's gonna bring them back to me.
I feel like Darth Vader just showing up
would have been a better idea. Like,
he was getting tired of everybody trying to do it the hard way. He was just like, just try to befriend them. Like, be friends with them. Maybe we can get them this way. Like, we've tried everything else.
Can we also talk about how for the main characters, they had so little screen time that they literally had to make the main characters part of the movie animated because they weren't able to pay the main actors that much money.
We can't pay you enough for acting. Let's give you a little bit for voice acting, though.
Give you some voice acting money. You get like two scenes throughout the movie.
There's a book called Solo, A Star Wars Story, Tales from Vandor. It's a replica journal book written by Jason Fry. It was published by Sun Fun International and released on September 11, 2018, and it does feature Mala.
So now, let me ask you.
It is canon. you see, there's some questions that need an answer.
Yeah, okay. So what does it say about Mala?
Oh, I just went back.
That's my question.
Okay, I'm
answer.
On Wikipedia. It says she's the wife. Stupid ass. She's the wife of Chewbacca.
Okay. Is this canon? Well, you see.
Yes, this is canon. This is on the canon page. Oh, nice. So she's the wife of Mala, and her family were enslaved by the Galactic Empire. She's separated from her husband and her son, Lumpawaru.
Lumpawaru, yeah.
Following the liberation of Kashyyyk, she was reunited with her family.
I actually think I knew that because Aftermath...
She's put in an Imperial slave camp on Kashyyyk.
The second Aftermath book actually deals with the liberation of Kashyyyk and Chewie's family. I forgot about that. I thought that was the weakest of the Aftermath book, actually. So
I don't think she was on Corellia, but...
No. I think Solo probably didn't invalidate some of that, but... what?
It says she was first mentioned in Star Wars canon in 2015 young reader's novel, A New Hope.
Well, we're going to have to... Oh, that's canon.
So, yeah, because she was... It says appearances and it doesn't have this movie
that's
on there anywhere.
This movie isn't canon.
Well, let's go to Legends.
Yeah. You're going to get, like, an article twice the length.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's going to tell you her dietary habits. Bantha bits.
Oregon, not on there.
Get some Bantha bits. Bantha bits.
Let me see. Oh, yep, there she is in the movie with appearances. Wow, a lot. They don't have the holiday special on here.
You know what we could do, too? There's that whole Star Wars like cartoon series they made in like the 80s. We should.
Is that the one with the Ewoks that I pointed out?
I think they're in that at some points, but like those are some like made for VHS movies I think you're talking about.
Okay.
But no, there was a whole series in like the 80s.
Man, we're gonna have to do a lot of watching over the holidays, aren't we?
There are all these untapped sources of everything. Have you ever heard a podcast talk about like the 70s? I mean, I'm sure someone has, but have you?
About the 70s?
No, about like the Star Wars cartoons.
No.
In like the 70s and 80s. Like,
absolutely not.
Have you ever heard anyone talk about the holiday special? Like I said,
I think
sure they
this
have,
is like the first time I've seen Star Wars animated like that, like in that fashion and
in
the
70s. They have a whole series about it. Like,
oh gosh.
Well, that was fun. That was something else.
Sure
so,
was.
That was something else. I'll have to come back and revisit this again. Maybe a yearly episode.
I think we should.
Gosh.
Just unpack more each time.
I need more drink next time. Like a lot more beforehand. Mandarin.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Star Wars what? Droids.
Yeah, there's a pop that it's called Boba Fett Droids. Must be from that. Yeah, because Boba Fett has the same color scheme on the pop, so it must be from that. All right, well, I think I'm going to wrap that up.
Yeah, definitely.
That was good. To do this again. Thanks for watching, guys.
If you're watching.
It was long.
We'll see.
All right, well, May the Force be with you guys.
Always.
See you later.